My name is Ann, your recent Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay. What county are you in?
Baldwin.
Baldwin County? Okay.
Well, and I had called you earlier and y'all put me on a wait list.
No. We don't put you on a wait list. What we do, we just get your information. It goes to your county. They contact you once an appointment is available.
Oh, you're not in Robertsdale?
No. We're in Montgomery. So, no.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if you're on a waiting list, they would have done that. We just got, get your information. It goes out to that county. It probably went out to Robertsdale. And then they will call you and set up an appointment once one becomes available.
Well, do you know if they're going to do it again, or do I go somewhere else?
We have no way of knowing. All we do is just, I'm sorry, what we know is what you know from television, okay? We just get your information, it goes to them, and then they call you. And I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm just...
That and this is the most messed up thing. Well, somebody
called
me.
But you know something. You got to understand. This is something new and different, and it hasn't happened before. And therefore, everybody, look, it's 7 billion people on this continent, in this world, and everybody's trying to get the same thing.
Right. That's what I know. And I'm really not. I had it in December.
Okay.
So I think I'm sort of safe for a little while, and I really don't want to get somebody else that really needs it,
ma'am.
Before I can. But I do understand I need it.
Yeah, but it's like I said, and you and everybody else is trying to get it. Everybody, and
I know. I'm not. I didn't mean that to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Ugly.
I know. I wasn't saying that to be. But so
yeah,
I think they're trying to work. I think they're trying to work out the kinks. So it's new. It's something different. You know how that goes. This has never happened.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
No,
happened
and
before.
I hope it never ever happens again.
Oh, I know. That's interesting. But, so that's what it goes out to your county. They contact you once the, appointment is available. I'm wondering about the vaccination, if they have enough. That's what I'm wondering myself, because a lot of the places are saying that, people are, we get their information and they hadn't been called yet. They've been waiting. Well, what can we do? Just get the information, because we don't know anything about the vaccination, like that. It goes.
Well, I understand that South Baldwin's giving it out now. Hospital?
Oh, really? Well, I know from the television that they were supposed to approve it, eventually, so they could do it. So I don't know if that's been, totally approved yet, like that. But all we do is just get your information and disseminate it to your county, and they'll contact you once they get, the vaccination. And I'm so sorry they hadn't, they're not moving faster, but we just...
Well, like I said, I don't feel like I'm in critical...
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Position right now since I had it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I really don't want to take it away from somebody who
really
needs it.
Yeah.
My husband and I both, we're both in our 80s.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand.
But we've both had it.
Yeah, but you would be in that category over 75, to take it. Like I said, it's based on the availability and, like that in your county. It's based on the
and I understand they're going to go start doing it in Ottawa at some time.
Okay.
And since my husband's out of town right now, I think I'll just wait.
Okay. But did somebody
and try
call
Ottawa
you?
Whenever it opens.
But somebody call you from Robertsdale someone did call
no,
you?
No, I called them, but I'm sure I thought it was the Robertsdale Health Center that I called.
Okay.
But
you
this
sure
is
what,
a number I, it
well,
must
you,
have been y'all because
it was
this
us,
is a number I called.
Yeah, and you know something? I remember talking with you a few days ago.
This was a while ago. This was
okay. It wasn't
well, maybe so, but.
Okay, some I talked to someone who told me their husband was out of town. And,
oh, well.
And And they asked about the robber cell, and then it talked about another site that's supposed to be giving it that you saw on the something on the news or something. So it may have been you. It may maybe it wasn't. It may have been somebody else, but I just believe it was you.
I don't think it was me, but
it wasn't.
Listen,
it wasn't.
Since I've had COVID, I still have COVid brain.
I don't know
what it's done to me.
Look, don't claim that. Don't claim that. You are so articulate and alert. So, but if you want me to get your information, I will again. You know.
Well,
like
I will do it again, and like if they do give it at Awa, they will have my information.
Okay.
If someone call me or.
Yeah, they will call you. This is still for the health department now. This is for the health department. This goes directly to the health department. Okay, let's see. And that's it now. What county? Baldwin?
Baldwin.
Okay, let's see. Baldwin County Health Department. Okay, and let me get your first name?
Mary.
Okay. Okay, last
Rosenblatt.
Name?
Rosenblatt.
Okay.
Rosenblatt.
Okay, got that. Rosenblatt. Your phone number?
251-979-4462.
4462, okay. And that was 251-979-4462. Okay, and your email address, do you have email? You use one?
Yes.
Okay.
M.W. Rosenblatt.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Rosenblatt. Okay.
All lowercase.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
Okay, got that. Okay. Okay. And what is your count is Baldwin, and your age is
82.
Okay, got that. Okay. Do you want me to do one for your husband too now?
Oh, please.
Okay,
please.
I got yours, and it's Mary Rosenblatt. We went over that number 251-979-4462. That's correct.
Right.
Okay,
correct.
Just want to make sure. Okay, let's get his information now. What is his first name?
Philip. P-H-I-L-I-P.
Okay, same last name?
Same last name.
Okay, same phone number?
No. Well, just yes. It the same phone number.
Yeah, it may be easier for you, you know. Because they call.
He doesn't hear that well anyway.
Okay. Okay, so we got that. And this is Baldwin County. And his age?
84.
Okay, we have your information, Ms. Rosenblatt. Again, thank you for providing your information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Again, thank you for calling the COVID vaccine hotline, appointment line. Enjoy your day. But they will contact you from your health department and set up an appointment.
Okay.
Okay, enjoy your day. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.